This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's time for the market wrap. And in the studio with us today is Keith Kam. Keith, the world markets are really volatile these few days, and I think we all know what to blame this on. What's the latest on the US-China trade war?
Well, not really that much, because Trump has just arrived in Washington, D.C. after his trip to Biarritz in France. He arrived, like, I think, a good 5-6 hours ago. So anyway, he spent a good part of the day on Air Force One coming back from the G7 meeting. So no new tweets on China from him.
Which is a good thing.
But before he left France, he did indicate during a press conference that, some people might see it as a positive sign, but with the last 18-19 months have shown us is that, you know, don't take it at face value. China, he says that China wants to make a deal. In fact, he claims Beijing has little choice but to make a deal, as they are already losing a lot of business with the tariffs that Trump himself has been imposing on them.
I think they want to make a deal. I'm not sure they have a choice. And I don't say that as a threat. I don't think they have a choice. In the meantime, the United States, which has never collected 10 cents from China, will in a fairly short period of time be over $100 billion in tariffs. So I think they want to make a deal badly.
So some numbers were released today coming out of China. Profits at China's industrial firms, while they have returned to growth last month, growing 2.6%. And these were helped by improvements in the petrochemical and auto sectors. But then again, economists themselves, they foresee a broader economic slowdown if this trade war continues to become a bit more protracted, because it's going to start weighing on the business outlook on the whole.
But at the same time, I guess, well, what Donald Trump is doing is also seen to be restoring some kind of world order, because China's position in growth is seen to be untenable. Could you just explain that?
Well, I suppose it's back to the Cold War in terms of, you know, when the Soviet Union and the US were both nuclear powers, and you see sort of a power balance there. I spoke with Rajan Devadasan, the CEO of RD Wealth Creation. He believes that what Trump has been doing is good, in the sense that for some time now, there has been this asymmetric investment and trade relationship between the US and China. And he believes this widening gap is not sustainable, especially with China being the world's second largest economy. But he adds that the way Trump is going about it, it's not done with any semblance of finesse, and it doesn't give Beijing room to maneuver, meaning China might actually end up losing face. So the result is volatility, which might benefit us in the short term, that's us as in Southeast Asia, but it will definitely hurt global trade in the long run.
Bottom line is we end up with tremendous downward volatility every time he tweets. So what we need to understand is that as a result of hurting China, there's been some level of restructuring of the global supply chain. And to some extent, Southeast Asia has actually benefited. But net-net, the volume of global trade has come down. And that's obviously going to hurt a trading nation like Malaysia. And more countries are plugged into the global supply chain. So this is not good.
That was Rajan Devadasan, the CEO of RD Wealth Creation. So on to Bursa today, and we are looking at Malaysian Resources Corp. What's happening there that its shares are seeing active trade today?
So MRCB posted second quarter financial results that were not quite up to mark. They recorded a loss of 44 million ringgit because of losses in its construction division and slow progress billings and sales in its property arm. Analysts have also not been quite impressed with its prospects going forward, and MRCB for today closed 2.7% lower at 72 cent. And that's the lowest since February. It did hit a high of just above 1 ringgit at the end of April this year.
Keith, thank you for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.